Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for this time. All right. Let's go to the Word of God. So we are on the gift of discerning of spirits.
Amen.
Bible, amen. Bible talks about the gift of discerning of spirits. So we are on that gift, and already we have covered a lot. So there are two areas that we need to consider in order for us to operate in the discerning of spirits. So I have already taken, and I have told in the last meetings and explained you from the time we are living in and the season, because God operates in season, even recognizing a season, what kind of season and what to do in that season is a gift of discernment that is needed to discern a season. The Bible says the sons of Issachar discern the times and seasons. So when we have the gift of discernment, we understand we cannot, I cannot teach the word of last year, this year. There has to be a fresh revelation. There has to be a fresh insight of the word of God from the heart of God for the current time and season. Are we understanding? So the Bible is a book of spiritual experiential realities that are very deep. The more you go, it is a book that can be taught forever. This book can be taught, and fresh revelations will come out of it for every time and season. So till the end of our age, of the human age, God knows when Jesus is going to come back and when everything in the book of Revelation will happen. Till that time of the age, the Bible can be preached, and every season's revelations and mysteries are hidden in the Bible. Hallelujah. So the Bible is deep. The Bible carries the wisdom of ages, because the Bible is the book that is created, that is written by the Ancient of Days. So it carries wisdom of all ages. Even when I become old, 50, 60 years old, at that time, that generation, the Bible has the insight to teach a fresh word to for that generation also. So there are seasons in which we operate. And I told you the season in which we are living in is the season of warfare, is the season of intense spiritual warfare. And so believers need the gift. And I'm telling you, if a carnal son asks a carnal father for a fish, Jesus said he will not give him a stone. So if we ask the Heavenly Father for the gift of the Holy Spirit, he will give it to you. Hallelujah. And some of the gifts he will surely give it to you. He will surely give it to you. Like one of them is the gift of discernment that is needed by every believer. And I told you, the great falling away will come because of lack of discernment. Because people will not be able to discern things. They will fall into deception. They will start to believe other gods, other spirits, as the spirit of the Lord, other things, as the work of the Lord. Any which ways. We went through that. So the gift of discernment operates through two areas. And I told you at the beginning of the start where I started the gift of discerning of spirits. So the gift of the spirit of discernment functions on one having knowledge and understanding of the word of God. So we saw that how the Bible talks about those who eat solid food, those who eat solid food, that means those who go in depth in the word of God, are able to exercise that spiritual senses to discern. That is one area I have already taken. The second area through which we will be able to operate in the gift of discernment is spending hours with God in the secret place. Spending long hours with God. Have you ever spent long hours with God? Have you spent days with God? Have you went on a vacation with the Lord in the secret place? That is where the next level, the deeper realm of discernment will open. Spending long hours with God. It was when Daniel was on long fast and prayer, things started to pop up from the realms of heaven. He started to realize what goes on in the second heaven, the warfare. He started to realize why his prayers were not getting answered. He started to realize the root causes of the problem. When he went on a prayer all night, he started to understand what dream Nebuchadnezzar saw. He started to understand what was the meaning of the dream. So Daniel was a man who used to spend long hours with God. Daniel was a man who was consistent in his prayer life. Remember Daniel chapter number 6, it says, when Daniel knew the writing was signed against whoever prays will be put into the den of lions. Even after he knew that writing was signed to kill him, he still went and prayed. So his own life was not more important than his prayer life for him. When you realize that, you will be able to get into discernment. Hallelujah. That your own physical life is not more important than your prayer life. That your employment, your job is not more important than your prayer life. When you realize that, you will be able to function in deep discernment, because that is one of the secrets to go into the deeper realms of discernment. Are we together? So that was the definition I gave you at the beginning of the sermon of discernment, discerning of spirit. So we have covered a lot, and there we are on the point. So let's start off with that aspect of discernment. We have covered a lot of aspects of discernment. Last time on Friday, I ended on discerning the spirits by detecting the symptoms. That is where I ended. And then I started off on the next aspect of discernment. That is discernment that comes with time and prayer. That is spending time, long hours in the presence of the Lord. Discernment that comes with time. There are some people you are living with. There are some people you are walking with. You don't realize that there are spirits behind them. There are identities they carry. There are iniquities they are walking in, because of which you are not able to move ahead in your destiny that God has given you. Because that is what was, when God mentions about Abraham, he was formerly known as Abraham. And you will see God called Abraham from the land of Chaldea, which is called Babylon. Hallelujah. Which relates to many of our stories. We were living in Babylon, the land of idols, the land of witchcraft, the land of ancestral worship, the land of deity worship, the land of the worship of Baals and the Ashtoreths. That is where we belong to. But God calls us out of the Chaldea, like he called Abraham out of the land of Chaldea. I don't have time to go there, but when you start to read the end part of Genesis chapter number 11, it says that Terah started the journey towards Canaan. So, and then Genesis, now, many pastors believe and teach that God spoke to Abraham at the age of 75 when he was old, but that is not true. God spoke to Abraham at a very young age to go to Canaan. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? To go to Canaan, the land of promise, but he was not able to move forward with the call of God. Why? Because there was his father that was trying to dominate him. There was his father that was trying to dominate his journey. Turn with me a little bit to Genesis chapter number 12. I'm not coming into discernment, but let me build the foundation of why you need discernment. And the first step for which you need discernment, deeper discernment, to spend long hours with God for deeper discernment is because you need to have a look at your family members and understand who they are in the spirit and what is their purpose in the spirit realm. Many people don't know that. Who your family members are in the spirit, who they are, Are they, is someone Terah there? Is there a Lot? Who they are in the spirit? And because Christians don't know to realize these things, they don't move ahead with God. Hallelujah. Because Christians are too emotional and too fleshy and don't understand to walk in the spirit, they have never journeyed with God. Are we understanding? So that's why I'm building the foundation to show you things. Jesus said, and not only Jesus said, I think in the book of Micah, also in the Old Testament, it says the enemies of a man's household are his own members, own household members. Why will the Bible say that in the Old Testament, and even Jesus mentioned that in the New Testament? We have to realize that I am not creating hate or something, but I am teaching you mysteries. I am teaching you how Abraham started to journey with God. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter number. So look at chapter number 12. You can take up the Hebrew text and analyze the Hebrew, and as many Bible scholars do, about Genesis 12, and look at it, and you can look up the meaning. The meaning is, I'm reading from the NKJV version, New King James Version. It says Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country. So Genesis chapter number 12 said God had spoken. That means he had spoken to Abraham previously. And Genesis chapter number 12 starts off because someone died in Genesis 11. Let's come to Genesis 11. So you know what was the word of God to Abraham? It was God. When he started the journey, God was leading him where? To Canaan. Okay. Then I also taught about the roadmap of altars that Abraham built and the meaning of those altars he built, the significance of the, I will not go into that. But actually he was being led to Canaan. Canaan is the promised land for the descendants of Abraham, who are known as the Israelites, the nation of Israel. All right. So that is where he was going. So considering, keep that in mind and turn with me to the previous chapter in Genesis chapter number 11. Genesis chapter number 11, verse number 26. Now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. I don't have time to show you, but even the name of the brothers of Abram, Nahor, Haran, those are having significant revelations. Let me not go into that. This is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran begot Lot. And the Lot who was with Abraham, the meaning of Haran is delay, is stoppage, is slowness. That is the meaning of Haran. So remember Lot that was traveling with Abraham. He was the son of Haran. He was a family member there. And Haran died before his father Terah in his native land. So Haran died in the Ur of the Chaldeans. Then Abraham and Nahor, so this is the scripture. Abraham was living in Babylon, in Chaldea. Chaldea is Babylon. Okay. Which, before this, you will get a glimpse of Chaldea. What happened in Chaldea? That is Babylon. They were trying to build the Tower of Babel there. The same land where demonic doctrines were manifesting. Where the spirit of Nimrod was building the Tower of Babel. That is the same land of idolatry, which was going against God. From the same place, Abraham was chosen. Hallelujah. God is telling you, I have chosen you from the land of Chaldea, from where devil's house was, where your ancestors were worshiping. I have chosen you from there and you will travel with me. But for traveling with God now, you need to understand to break connections with Chaldea, to break connections from the land of Babylon, from the land of Babel, from the government of Nimrod. Hallelujah. Because there are some connections that are holding you there. Hallelujah. Before we go ahead, can people shout hallelujah here? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Verse number 29. Then Abraham and Nahor took wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. So other people were bearing child and children, but Sarai was barren. Another revelation, let's not go into that. Verse number 31. And Terah, now the father, Terah, took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abraham's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. Okay? To go to the land of Canaan, they came to Haran and dwelt there. And they started the journey. Who started the journey to Canaan? Actually, Terah started the journey to Canaan. The one who was not the receptor of the word of God, the one who was not chosen, he started the journey towards Canaan. So, you might have a plan from God. Maybe God has called you, but there is an ancient spirit in your family line who is dominating your journey with God and controlling you and not making you follow the voice of the Lord. Rather, that spirit is telling, I will do that. I will lead you. I will control what you want to do. That was Terah. That was Terah. So Abraham was a man who knew that he had to go to Canaan, towards the promised land. He had to journey on a certain route. And he heard that voice. And as many pastors believe that he did not tell that to anyone, he told it in his family. He told it to his father Terah. And the father Terah, originally he started to lead the journey to Canaan. And see, he started to include people which God did not wanted to. So Lot was not included by God with Abraham. Lot was included by Terah, the father. Who was he? The son of Haran. And see the significance. They came to Haran and they got stuck there. Afterwards, he was not able to continue the journey. Anyone who is not called by God cannot journey with God. Anyone who is not sanctified by God cannot lead the journey of God, cannot lead the people of God. Anyone who is not consecrated for the Lord cannot dominate someone who is supposed to lead the journey for God. Hallelujah. Maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to people and revealing and exposing some things in your family. Hallelujah. Listen to me. So, where they got stuck? Haran. Haran now as a place. Who was Haran as a person? Haran as a person was the father of Lot, who is now in the journey. He is now in the journey. And they got stuck there. So Haran is considered as a limitation, as a delay, as a stoppage in your life. But what the Bible says after that, verse number 32. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran itself. He was not able to take Abraham to Canaan. Hallelujah. God said, Balaam, who are those people around you? Who did you lodge with? God is interested in the people whom you are walking with. God is interested in people whom you are sharing revelations with. Oh, you know, God said this to me. God is interested in that because he is interested to know the people who are journeying with. And if there are people walking with you who God did not place there, God's grace will not be there for you to move forward. There will be demonic forces that will bind you, that will make you stop at places. And you will not be able to move forward because of people and because you don't know who they are in the spirit. Who they are in the spirit. You don't know what is their purpose in their spirit. The purpose that they carry in the spirit realm is to be a blockage in your journey with God. And Christians don't understand that because Christianity is emotionalized today a lot. Rather than to be spiritualized, Christianity has become a religion of the flesh and of emotions today. That's why people don't know spiritual realities. After Terah died in Haran, Genesis chapter number 12 says, now the Lord had said to Abraham. So Abraham remembered the voice of the Lord. What? Get out of your country, from your family. See the instructions? You got to get out of your family. Don't carry your father with you. Get out of it. You have to travel with me. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is speaking to you. He's telling you, get out of your father's house because you need to journey with me. Why you are still there? I called you 20 years back, but I still see you there sharing revelations with people whom I don't want you to share with. And making them walk with you. Why are you there? Get out of your country. Get out from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I want to create the legacy of my spirit through you. So you need to detach from the legacy of your ancestors. You need to detach from who your ancestors are. Because I want to give you my identity and I want to birth my legacy through you. So you cannot be connected to the old legacy and identity of your father Terah, of the ancestral line. Hallelujah. I will bless those who bless you. Okay, we know the blessing. And verse number 4 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. So Lot was something that was included by the father Terah. So at sooner or later, even Lot had to separate because he was the son of Haran. Hallelujah. You see, and then when he separated, I have told you, I have taught on this many times, that God then spoke to Abraham, see to the north, look at the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, the whole land that you see, I have given to you. So the voice of God became clearer. Many people complain, oh brother, how do you hear the voice of God? How I am not able to understand God's plan. You need to sanctify your connections for you to hear God's plan clearly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When all the people that God did not want were separated from Abraham, and he was left alone with God, he heard God's voice clearly. When Jacob said, do you know Jacob was a busy man? Jacob was, who was named Israel. He was a busy man. He had two wives, and I forgot the number, many concubines. So he will make love with one wife, the other wife gets jealous. Oh, my husband. So he has to fulfill her wishes. Then he will make love with a concubine. The other wife's concubine will get jealous. There were around 11 children he had, and then he had to work for Laban. He was so busy, very busy. No time for God. But then the Bible says, remember Peniel, the place called Peniel, where he met God. It was the place where he told the wife's concubines, leave me alone. Get out. Go ahead of me. Leave me alone here. All the children, leave me alone. Let me be alone. When he separated himself from people, God met with him. Hallelujah. And broke the socket of his hip. And then gave him a new identity. Jacob, you maybe I don't know technically, please forgive me. Don't quote me on this. Maybe Jacob was at that time above 50 or something, because he had many children, and he was there 21 years with Laban, almost 21 years. So maybe he was around 50 or above 50. So God said to Jacob, 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 from 50 years you knew me, but you did not know who you are in the spirit. But now, since you got some time for me, I am telling you, you are not Jacob, you are Israel. Hallelujah. You have been walking with God, you say, from 50 years, from 52 years, you are a Christian, but you don't even know who you are, you yourself are. But when you separate from connections, God will show to you. Jacob, you did not know, you have become now old almost. You did not know who you are. I'm telling you, you will no longer be Jacob. You will be Israel. Hallelujah. Those are deep, deep things that you have to go to discern. Some of you don't even have discernment about your own identity calling. Why? Because you did not understood your family members, your connections in the realm of the spirit. You don't understand them in the who they are in the realm of the spirit. Someone is Tara in your family. Someone is a Lot in your family. Someone is a Goliath in your family. Right in your family, not outside. Someone is a Goliath in your family, cursing you, speaking on you. Right in the house. Are we understanding those things? So that is where I want to come to make you recognize why discernment is needed. So, where I was, discernment that comes by spending long hours with God. Okay, discernment that comes by spending long hours with God. Okay, I decided to start with another point, but let me come there. What will happen? One of the things that will happen when you spend time with God, when you seek Him, when you go before Him, not for agendas. I want a job. I want a lady to get married. I want this. I want that. No. You go with Him. You go to Him, emptying yourself and saying, God, I just want to be with You. Lord, Lord, break every darkness, Lord, and I reveal to me, speak to me what You want to speak to me. One of the things that will start to happen with you when you start to go on with God for long hours, when you try to not only long hours, but when you consistently, like Daniel was working, so because he was working, but he consistently prayed every day. He consistently followed his schedule every day. So even when you do that consistently, the realms of the spirit will be opened by God for you. And one of the things that will happen to you will, unexpected things will show up and unknown people will show up in the dreams when you spend long hours with God. Or when you are consistent with the Lord. That means God is taking you deeper into discernment. Unexpected people, unexpected things, you don't know. Sometimes you know, you did not consider themselves to come in your dreams, but they will show up. They will start to show up. They will start to show up in dreams. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying dreams. Dreams, because there are dreams that are dreams, but there are dreams which are not dreams, but literally you are taken to those places. Literally, you are meeting those people in the spirit realm. Literally, you are encountering those people in the spirit realm. There are dreams that are dreams, but there are dreams that are not dreams. And there are differences. Places, dreams where you don't feel that you are there. You are really feel. And when you get up, you feel as if you came from somewhere. God took you somewhere in the realms of the spirit. Are you with me? So, when you spend long hours with God, what will happen is unexpected things, unexpected people will show up, unknown people will start to show up in dreams, or will start to encounter you in the realms of the spirit when you start to spend long hours with God. And they will start, you will see a different face of that person that you never saw in the physical. And you might think, ah, how can this person do this? I can see him doing this. I never expected this person to do this. Family members whom you never thought to be like that will show up in your, in those realms, and you will start to see that true faces. Discernment, discernment, discernment. We need deeper discernment about people around us. Hallelujah. Are we understanding, people of God? We need deeper discernment. Yes. Hallelujah. Let me take you to Ezekiel chapter number 8. Every demonic ancestral spirit that is trying to close the minds of people, I command you, leave right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter number 8. Ezekiel chapter number 8. I have taken this. Okay, where we were? Ezekiel 8. Verse number. So what is happening in verse number 3 that I read? The Spirit of God was taking Ezekiel to somewhere. So there are dreams which are actually not dreams. You are not on your bed. God is taking you to some places. Hallelujah. God is taking you to some places. Don't get it wrong. It's not astral projection. It's the Spirit of the Lord doing that. Okay. There are something called as astral projection in the demonic kingdom, where high-ranking Satanists and witches, they are the one that travel in the night. They have timings, they have schedules to go to places. They are the one traveling in the night. Sometimes you see unknown people, weird people coming in your dream and attacking you. You don't even know them. You know who they are? They are real people existing on this earth. They are witches that are traveling in the night. Okay. It says, Ezekiel chapter number 8, verse number 3. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem. So spiritually he was traveling. God was taking Ezekiel spiritually in the realms of the Spirit. To the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God, of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain. That he said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted my eyes toward the north, and there, north of the altar gate, there was this image of jealousy in the entrance. So he was taken in the realms of the Spirit to the temple of Jerusalem. He was not physically in Jerusalem. He was taken there. Hallelujah. When that happens, when you are spending hours with God, and why he was taken there? For his discernment levels to increase. For Ezekiel to know what and who are really doing things, and what is causing the downfall of Israel. What is causing the downfall of Judah? Why God is leading them towards captivity. So Ezekiel was revealed deep things, discerning, discernment. So, okay. So there was the image of jealousy. Verse number 6. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary? Now turn again, you will see greater abominations. So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. And he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. These are spiritual things. He's not a mason that he's digging. He's digging in the spirit realm and going deeper to see the things that are happening beyond the veil, that are happening under the ground, that are happening in darkness. Discernment is when God exposes the deep, dark secrets of the enemy. That is discernment. So he dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. So there was a secret chamber through the wall that no one goes to. These are not stories that I am telling you. I don't know if the Holy Spirit leads me, I will tell you about my encounters, but I don't tell about those encounters because people will start to become afraid. About my encounters where I went to the secret chambers of Satanists. God took me to those places. I started to see what was happening there. And there among those people, I started to see people in my ancestral line in those secret chambers. So this is what is happening with Ezekiel. These are deeper levels of discernment. Hallelujah, people of God. Should I continue this? Amen.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you might think, oh, I am fasting. No. God, wait. The time will come. God is going to take you somewhere. Wait. Just empty yourself and be consistent. You are actually gaining power from the Lord to penetrate into walls and to penetrate through hidden doors and walls that people cannot see. Oh God, hidden doors, hidden walls. No one sees those things. No one knows they even actually exist. But when you spend long hours with God, God is going to take you into that. That is the deep discernment. I'm already done with the discernment that comes through the word. I'm coming now in deeper discernment. That is what Ezekiel is going through. It says, verse number 8, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a secret door to a secret chamber. Verse number 9, and he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So I went in and saw, and there were every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around on the walls in that secret chamber. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. These are people Ezekiel already knows. When he looked at the people that, listen to me, when he looked at the people, these are the pastors in the synagogue. These are the pastors, the priest in the temple that are in the secret chamber. And this is Jezaniah. I know him. You need to know some people in a different realm now, in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone say, I need to know some people in deeper realms. Everyone say that.
I need to know
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh God. These are people who praise and worship. These were people whom I supposed to, they are good people, good priests. Pastors there in the temple doing sacrifices to Jehovah, doing altar service there in the temple of God. This is Jezaniah. He is a good leader. No. God is saying, see who they really are. These are deeper realms of discernment. He saw those people whom he already know. He saw those people whom he already knew. That is what happens. God takes you and shows you people whom you already know. And shows you. Now, disclaimer. There has to be discernment even in the thing. Sometimes you have some dreams where the devil manipulates some people. So. But when you have such encounters, you know it is from God. You know what they are doing. God is speaking to you. Okay? So God is taking him. He knows God is taking him and showing him these people on the surface. Some of them that you see on the surface, some of them are your friends. Some of them are in the worship team. Some of them are pastors. But you start to see what are they really doing. When you go deeper in discernment, you start to understand this is not a pastor. This is a wizard. You start to understand this is not a prayer warrior. This is a sorcerer. You start to understand. You have discernment. And that comes with time. I'm telling you, that will not come quickly. That will come with time. because there are demonic coverings that cover them. So even the best of us cannot discern at the first look. Because there are demonic anointing, there are demonic veils that covers their identity. The best way a wizard or a witch or a Satanist can function if they are able to hide their identity from you. And that is what they will do. That is what they will do. They will keep on hiding their identity. They will never show you any symptoms. They will never show you any loopholes for you to understand or recognize that who they are in the physical. They will never, they are so well trained in those things. They will be sweet as sugar or as a chocolate cake. And you will say, wow, what a wonderful person. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, this family member. Oh, he is so sweet. They will never allow any loophole for their recognition to you. But it is only the Spirit of the Lord can take you into deeper realms for you to recognize people. For you to recognize people. I am telling you, it does not come easily. It comes. Hallelujah. Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. Hallelujah. Okay, verse number 11. He saw the elders, 70 men of the elders of Israel. And this Jezaniah, he knew this man. He knew his name, Jezaniah. They were offering incense to the devil. They were offering incense to demonic beings, demonic creatures. Then he said to me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Yes, this is what they do in the dark, every man in the room of his idols. For they say the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, turn again and you will see greater abominations that they are doing. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. And to my dismay, women were sitting there and weeping for Tammuz. So he saw this woman weeping for Tammuz. I'm showing you how do you operate in deeper realms of discernment. God takes you to places. You have dreams where you see unexpected things showing up, unexpected unknown people sometimes showing up in those realms. When you start to spend long hours with God, you know what is happening to you? You are growing in the gift of discernment. You have started to grow in the gift of discernment. I am telling you, I have, by the grace of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord, I started to recognize people, whoever will deceive me. Before that, I will start to recognize, because I will have dreams about them, what they are doing. Sometimes, even when I'm praying, I will hear physically what they are speaking in the bedroom, because that is the deeper level of discernment where God gives you the ears to hear the secret things of people. God gives you the eyes to what they are doing and what they are planning. So it's very difficult for even high-level Satanists to defeat a person of discernment. Even to come against Satanist will not even try to come close to you because of the mighty gift of discernment that is upon you. Hallelujah. Are we understanding?
Amen.
The biggest victims for witches and wizards and Satanists are the one who are ignorant and who live in the flesh, who are ignorant of spiritual devices and spiritual gifts, especially about discernment, and who live in the flesh, who operate in the flesh. Oh, that is a good person. That is a lovely person. They are the biggest victims of Satan. But the one who has discernment, Satan is afraid of those people. Because they are the attackers against the kingdom of God. He saw women sitting and weeping for Tammuz. Verse number 15. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again and you will see greater abominations than these. So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their back towards the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they were worshipping the sun towards the east. These are the things that he saw. He saw some people he knew. He saw women that he did not know. He saw other 25 people he did not know. People who did not, whom you did not know. Have you ever got a dream where you encounter someone coming and attacking you, coming and doing something, whom you don't even know? A new person, you don't even know. Unexpected people, where they are coming from. Once the Lord led me, once the Lord led me on a 3-day fast, so I went in my own house. So I told my mother, I will keep the door closed, don't knock at the door. And God told me not to sleep for 3 days. So, not to sleep. So, I went into that fast and in my own house, and I was praying and seeking the first day went, the second day went, and I could not control sleep. So I was asking, Lord, can I go to sleep for 2 hours, just for 2 hours? So I went to sleep at 3 in the night. When I went to sleep at 3 in the night, immediately after some, I was in deep sleep, and I found myself in a desolate place, in a desolated building. It was a desolated building. And then I was trying to come out of that building. And then I was not able to. At last, when I found a way out, a person started to follow me. A person started to stop me and stop me. And when I looked at the person is unknown. He was a man. He was a mid-aged man. He was trying to stop me. And I said, why are you stopping me? But he did not say. He was just stopping me. And then in that thing, I just woke up. And then when I woke up, it was all warfare I felt going around me. Warfare that was going around me. We are unaware of the hidden devices of Satan. Because this unknown people that we encounter in our dreams, this unknown people that we witness in our dreams are people, are witches, are wizards, are Satanists assigned by Lucifer to hold us. We don't know them. We have never seen them. But they exist in the realms of the spirit holding us. But tonight, even as we are doing this word exposure, they will be exposed in Jesus' mighty name.
Man,
are you understanding?
Hallelujah.
Are you understanding? I was going through this documentary. I was going through this documentary, and this Satanist, he was a high-ranking Satanist. He had close contacts with Lucifer himself. And he was told to attack the men of God who were damaging the kingdom of darkness in his city. So he used to try to go in their dreams to attack them. Lucifer gave this man the power to transform into any person in the dream. So he would transform himself as a woman and go in their dreams. Unknown woman coming in your dreams. You don't know they are demons. They are Satanists who are assigned against you. Hallelujah. There are depths in the realms of the spirit. There are deeper wisdom, exposure of hidden darkness, exposure of hidden things in the realms of the spirit. And for that, we need deeper discernment. We need deeper discernment. We need deeper discernment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will start to encounter unknown people in your dream, who they are. Some of them, most of them are actually people that exist. Some of them masquerade themselves and come to you. Sometimes they masquerade themselves as dead people. I know when I used to encounter dead people in my family, they are not dead people coming from the grave. These are witches who take their form. You know, where people are very, very emotionally attached to someone. And when that person dies, they are emotionally broken down. They cannot forget that person because they love that person. And when now the devil wants to deceive this person, the living person who is attached, emotionally attached to the dead person, The witches wants to deceive the person. The witches will take their face and come to you and say certain things to you and do certain things with you. And if you don't have discernment, you will get up from the dream, oh, my grandmother came to me. Those are familiar spirits. I have already taken the sermon of familiar spirits. That is how they operate. That is how the kingdom of darkness operate. When you go into deeper discernments, you will understand the devices Satan uses. You will understand his strategies. You will understand why he does some things. You will understand why you get some dreams. You will interpret dreams. You will interpret the meaning. Because of the gift of discernment, you will be able to operate in the interpretation gifts of the dreams that you get. Hallelujah. When you spend long hours with God, you will encounter unexpected things, unknown people and known people and all sorts of things. You will start to see those things. Hallelujah. People of God, are we understanding? Hallelujah. God will also start to show you deep secrets about your cities, about the city you live in, or about another city. Once I was on a long fast, so I was spending time with the Lord. So an unexpected thing showed up, and I found myself going through the entrance of a building, and I knew that I am in my own city. I am in my own city, in the main city. In Mumbai, I saw myself going through the entrance, and this was a normal entrance going through a normal road that was there in one of the areas of my city. And I saw a building, and when I was trying to get into that building, there were security guards that showed up and said, "You cannot enter. We will arrest you. How did you come here? And there was also one of my friends who was there at the gate. He ran away. But I was trying to enter and they did not let me enter. Then I said, why? And I was feeling this demonic presence there. And then when they started to chase me, I started to run away from that place. And that place was so clear. It was three, four years back when I had that dream. Listen to me. So when I got up from the dream, you know what the Lord told me? The Lord told me that that was a major hub, a dwelling place, a ritual place of the Freemasons, where I was taking you, that is in your city. And he told me the addresses of churches in the main city, believing churches. Some of them are mega churches. And he told me that this hub is controlling and monitoring all those churches in the city. And the pastors there are under the Freemason spell. That is what the Lord told me. And so I prayed against it. Now, recently, listen to me. After three years, recently, I think one or two weeks back, what happened is, on the social media, there is a young guy in the city, a college guy, who declared himself publicly, and he wrote a book called Lucifer Was Innocent. He wrote a book. A young man wrote a book called Lucifer Was Innocent. Okay, and this guy is promoting Satan, and then he made a video where he said, I was invited by those secret society to their building. And he posted that video about how the place looks, where he went physically. And when I saw the video, he went to the exact place which I saw 3 years back in my dream. Exact place. Hallelujah. The things of God are not a joke. These are real things. Then I realized I was more convicted about the realities that God showed me. I said, God, that means you. He said, yes, I took you to that place. It was exactly the location in the city. When you will have discernment, I'm telling you, deep discernment. When you walk with the Spirit of God, the enemy cannot hide anything from you. you will understand things. You will understand even the spirits that are holding your city. You will understand the spells and the altars that are holding churches in the cities, in the villages. Discernment. Discernment is more than what we thought about. Discernment. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Okay. Let's come. We are on the aspect of discernment that comes with time and prayer. So let me take you to the next point now. Can we open Daniel chapter number 9? Let's open Daniel chapter number 9. And let me read verse number 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the year specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Okay, he went on a retreat. He decided to spend a long time with God, long hours with God in fasting and prayer. So he started off with scripture. And when he opened his Bible before he prayed, he saw a writing, a speaking of Jeremiah the prophet. And then God revealed to him from that reading, from that writing of Jeremiah the prophet, that there will be what? 70 years of desolation that will be accomplished. He said, that is what I understood by the books. That is what I understood by the books of what is going to happen with my nation. That is what I understood from the books of what is going to happen, what? With my nation. And then he started to pray. Prayer, supplication, fasting, sackcloth, ashes. He prayed whole day. And it says by the evening sacrifice, he had an encounter with an angel. And the angel came and told him some things that were not understood and that were much deeper for him. The angel came, when you read verse number 20, it says, now while I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. So he started his day with prayer. He continued to pray from morning. When it became evening, the angel Gabriel reached him. Hallelujah. So listen to me what I'm saying now. There is a level of discernment that comes by reading and understanding the scripture. And there is a deeper discernment that comes when you pray the scripture. Are we understanding? There is a level of discernment that comes by reading and understanding the scripture. That Daniel opened the books and he understood by the scripture that what is going to happen with Israel. Then after that, he started to pray the scripture. He started to pray on the basis of scripture. Everyone say, I need to praise the scriptures. Everyone say, I need to pray the scriptures.
The scriptures.
Yes. Yes, I'm telling you something that is not a theory. I'm telling you something that is not a theory. I know it by myself. When you start to pray the scripture, so let me come again. There is a level of discernment that comes by reading and understanding the scripture that I was taking in the last two sessions of discernment to know the Bible. But there is a deeper discernment that comes when you pray the scripture, spending long hours with God, even days with God in prayer, intercession, and fasting. A deeper discernment comes when you start to pray the scripture and fast and seek the Lord. Oh Lord, and start to repent and spend time with God. Deeper levels of discernment that even Jeremiah did not write came to Daniel. And that is not something foreign. That was also confirmed by John in the book of Revelation. The things that he saw, the coming of the Messiah, about the desolation, that the city will be rebuilt, and then again the city will be desolate. And I don't want to go into this prophecy. You can read 24 to 27. There are days mentioned, there are events mentioned that were going to happen. And listen to me, what actually happened? He first prayed the scripture, gained understanding, got a revelation. He first read the scripture and gained understanding, got a discernment about what is going to happen. Okay. And then he started to pray the scripture along with repentance, fasting, praying, intercession. And then deeper levels of revelation were given to Daniel that he did not expect, that he was not praying for. He was praying for the restoration of Israel. He was praying for the 70 years to be shortened and Israel to go back to Judah. I mean to Israel, the land of Israel, and Judah to go back to Jerusalem and to reestablish the temple. That is what he was praying for. But and that what he was praying for was for restoration of Israel back to Israel. He was praying for the restoration for Babylon, for Israel to go back from Babylon, and the captivity should get over. But the answer that he got from God was not about this restoration. The answer that he got from God was about the restoration that the Messiah will bring. Now let me come to the next point. You may go to God about certain topics and spend hours with God, but what is revealed to you was not what you want to be revealed. There was something more deeper that will be revealed to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
There is something more deeper. Amen. So I went to God. God, you know what? I want to pray for my job. I'm struggling in my job. So I'm praying, coming to you in fasting and praying. I don't know what. But things that will come to me will be something else that I did not expect to come to me. Something deeper. Something deeper. Hallelujah. I remember when I went on a very long fast, and I went on the fast because I wanted to seek God for what plans he has for me, for what ministry he has for me, for all those things. I started to seek the Lord. But what the Lord started to reveal to me on the 13th or the 14th day of my fast was he took me. It was not even a dream. He took me to the inner chambers of satanic rituals, and the things that I saw in my family. I come from a Hindu background, and my father comes from a Hindu background. So we are the first bunch of family that were the first family, the first breed that was saved in our ancestral line. And then my father had 6 brothers and 1 sister. And I don't want to make you afraid, but all of them are dead and gone. All of them. And all of them died mysterious deaths. Mysterious deaths in the family. Mysterious deaths. No one knows how, why. But when I went to the inner chambers, why they died, how they died, what was the cause of their death, what was the spirit over the ancestral line, who did it, everything was revealed to me. I did not go to God to know those things, but God revealed it to me, because that is what was needed for me to realize and pray about and pray against. So we don't know what we need. We think I need a car. We think we need a better job, so we will get better. But God knows what we really need. That is what I want to say. Daniel thought, we need restoration. We need to go back to Israel. But God knows what kind of restoration Israel really needs. It needs the restoration through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That is what was revealed to Daniel. Am I making sense? Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah. We go to God for fasting and praying. We think, I need this. I need these things to be better. I need my child to obey me. But God knows what we actually need. And he speaks. And when we spend time with him, he speaks on the basis of those things. He speaks on those levels to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Daniel, when he went, he started to read the scripture in his prayer time. He got discernment, and then there was a deeper level of discernment when he started to pray on the basis of the scripture. So when you go to God, don't bring your own scriptures. Go and tell Holy Spirit, can I have a word from you? This time you call me for 2 days, or this time you call me for a day of consecration. So today, what do you want me to pray? Lead me and pray in tongues, or wait upon the Lord. Don't speak anything. He will give you a scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember once he called me for, once I went for, I decided 7 days I will go. So on the first day I went, I started to pray. And I started to go. There was a balcony there. I started to go in the balcony. People were taking up sheaves and going. So the Lord started to speak to me and said, what do you see those things people do? I said, they are taking sheaves and going. The Lord said to me, do you remember something? I said, yes, I remember the sheaves of Jacob. He saw a dream where the sheaves stood. His sheaves stood and their brother's sheaves bowed down. And the Lord told me, do you know that Joseph's sheaf stood and the brother's sheaves bowed down? And the Lord told me, do you know that Joseph, when he was walking with me, he thought that my plan and my vision for him, that his family will come and bow down to him. But little that he knew that I was going to make the nations bow down to him. So he did not realize what I was going to do for him. This is what was the first day revelation I got from the Lord when I started off. And on the third day, and then I did not know. I thought God was teaching me revelation so that I can teach. But I did not know it was a personal word for me. It was a personal word for me. So I started to pray. There was a lot of struggles, demonic dreams, demonic spirits. There were physically. Do you remember, some of you, I showed you the monkey at my gate? That was the third time. But there was a monkey that even came during that time also. And screeching his teeth, gnashing. And his gnashing sound was resound. Many things happened. And then I was struggling. And the fourth day, I prayed. And God brought me back to the promises. And before the fourth day, on the third day in the night, I was hearing the Lord, because it was very dark outside. He was telling me, come to the balcony. Come to the open place. I said, is it true, Lord? Come to the balcony. And then I came to the balcony and opened the door. And he said, do you hear the sound? Do you hear the sound? I said, which sound? And some people in the mountains, they were playing some music. I thought that sound. So I went back because I was not able to hear clearly during the night. So on the fourth day, when God gave me the scriptures and I was on fire, I was filled with him. He told me again to go to the balcony. I again went to the balcony, to the open place. I opened the door of the balcony, went to the open place. And he said to me, do you hear the sound? When I heard, and I bowed down, and again he told me, do you hear the sound? And then I heard the sound of the skies, of the wind, and of the birds chirping in the sky. And then I understood God was asking me, do you hear the sound of the heaven, of the sky? I said, oh, this is what he was telling me. And I said, yes, it's the sound that is coming from the sky. So he told me, look at the sky. And then I looked at the sky. And he told me, what does the sky doing? And by the Holy Spirit, I answered him, the sky is covering the earth. And the Lord told me, as the skies are covering the earth, so will my influence through you cover the face of the earth. And then when I heard it, I was down on the ground in tears, crying before the Lord. And then little did I realize, I thought I am doing ministry. Joseph thought he only the family will bow down and he will bless the family. But little did he know that the world will be influenced by what God will pour upon him. And then my understanding broadened, and then I understood. Hallelujah. These are encounters that will make you understand the plan of God for you. These will these are encounters that will make you understand who you are, what you are chosen for, what is your purpose. I was in tears because I never thought that is what I will do. I thought I will do ministry and give gospel or but that is what he told me. I was broken. I cried for many hours after that. I literally cried for many hours because that word pierced my heart. And I told God, I am not worthy, but you are great because your plans are great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gideon, you are threshing at the threshing floor. You are a man of valor. But Gideon said, I don't know. I am a man of valor because you need to enter deeper realms. Hallelujah. For you to be convicted about some realities. Hallelujah. That God has for you. And that 4 day, what he told me, then I understood why God was saying about Joseph to me. I thought I have to note it down and teach it to you. God was personally speaking to me. Hallelujah. So what I am saying is, the word that Daniel received on the first day when he started to spend time with the Lord, what was the word? Restoration of Israel. So he thought a restoration of Israel from Babylon back to Israel. But there was a broader understanding of the same scripture that came to him by evening when he prayed the scripture. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? I am teaching you how to go on a retreat with the Lord. I am teaching you the secrets of the secret place. When you go, God will give you a gist about what he is going to speak to you. God will give you a gist on the first day. Like you join an office and on the first day, there is an introduction, there is whatever. But then you have a broader sense when you spend time. He will take you deeper into what you are praying for. Deeper discernment will come by spending hours with the Lord, by spending time with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 The next aspect of discernment is understanding times and season. Discernment about times and season. I cannot continue on that today or tonight. I think I have to continue on that afterwards. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. We want to go deeper. We want to go deeper with the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say to the Lord that, Lord, I am not satisfied spiritually? Hallelujah. I want more of you. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper, Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, the Lord wants his people to gain discernment, people of God. He wants you to gain discernment. He wants you to gain discernment. He's telling you, you need to see your family members, whoever he is, however lovely and however you love your husband or your wife or your children, have a look at them, who they are in the realms of the spirit. Have a look at them, what purposes they carry in the realms of the spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he wants you to go deeper. He wants you to go deeper. You cannot be stuck in Haran. You cannot be stuck in that place. You need to journey ahead with God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And for that, you need discernment. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I will never settle for less. For I know there's more that's found in you. And I will never settle for less. For I know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for less. For we know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for less. For we know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you. We will never settle for less. We will never settle for less. For we know there's more that's found in you. We will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you. Rabba sataka rabba taraba. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. Let us not be satisfied. We are, oh Lord, we are on the reverse path. We are unsatisfied with worldly things. With worldly things, and we are satisfied with spiritual things. But let it be the other way around, which is the way of the Lord. Let us be satisfied with the worldly things, content with it, and let us be unsatisfied, oh Lord, with the spiritual things, with the heavenly things. Let us, Lord, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, I ask you that even as your people here have heard this word, ignite in them a hunger for you. Ignite in them a hunger to seek you. Ignite in them a hunger, Lord, to spend more time with you, because you want them to go into the deeper levels of discernment, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If we ourselves don't recognize the enemy, how can we fight the enemy, Lord? If we are ignorant of the devices of Satan, oh, how can we fight? He said, Lord, Apostle Paul said, do not be ignorant of his devices. Do not be ignorant. Oh, pai la capo, e panaya tira, e sadara batoko rafati. Oh, Rabala, when Daniel started to spend time, and it was on the 21st day, the Bible says that he recognized the reason why his prayers were not answered, because there was a prince in the realms, the prince of Greece, oh, Rabala, the prince of Persia that was blocking him. And then the other word was also released that after you defeat the prince of Persia, the prince of Greece will come to fight. Oh, Rabbi Karibala Tiara Bandra. Lord, Christians today are discouraged. They are going back. They are backsliding. They are losing their trust on prayer and word because they are discouraged, saying, we are not getting answers to prayer. Nothing is happening, Lord. And they are discouraged because they cannot discern. They cannot discern why the prayers are not answered. They cannot discern who is blocking their prayer. They cannot discern the events that are being manipulated. Father, if we are able to discern, we will get rid of the false discouragement, Lord. We will get rid of backsliding, Lord. If we are able to discern, Father, Marabotorobo, Lord, I pray, Lord, Lord, in the last weeks, you taught us, Lord, that a teaching ministry that teaches to discern, Lord, nurtures and develop the gifts of discernment. Father, even as your people are being taught here, Lord, I pray that you will boost, nurture, and develop their gift of discernment. Develop their gift of discernment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Rabato yam pranto koro fodo. Lambran zeke terebe. Holy Lord, holy Lord. I want to thank you, Father, for this time. And we want to give you the praise, Lord. Oh, Lord, continue to lead and guide your people. Break the yokes upon their lives, Lord. Break the yokes of deception, Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the yoke of Chaldea. Break the yoke of Terah, Lord, of Lot, oh, of Haran, Lord, upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause them to discern. Cause them, Lord, give them the grace, the gift, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I want to thank you for this time. Hallelujah. Rabba setaka rabba naraba. Lahal siyanta rabba. I see a hand stealing from someone's purse some money, but in the name of Jesus, that it will be put back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of stealing, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Eam prakatobo rabala to ravita e frando so cramando pabino corabala. Every monitoring spirits, Every spirit that even monitors your money and your finances from openings. So in the name of Jesus, let those openings be closed by your mercy. And I blind those monitoring spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, parati araba. Father, I just want to thank you for this time. I give you the praise, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Hallelujah. And lead us this coming week, Lord. And gather us together once again, Lord, the next week, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover all the people, all the brethren, all the families, Lord God, your Lord, who are not, and those even who are not there, Lord Father, cover them with your blood, cover them with walls of fire. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.